The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opongfusu, has directed Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies, MMDAs, to institute bylaws prohibiting the construction of open drains. He said the MMDAs must ensure that existing drains are covered to curtail the dumping of waste into them. The minister gave the directive when he took part in a clean-up exercise in Accra. He asked the MMDAs to organize periodic clean-up exercises to clear refuse dams and the self-choked drains to allow free flow of water. He added that the rainy season is always accompanied by floods, causing destruction to lives and property, hence the need for the directive. We bring you the details.
Mr. Kwesi Opongfusu said the clean-up exercise will not be a nine-day wonder because sanitation issues are the priority of government. The ministry intends to mobilize students on holidays for clean-up campaigns as part of measures to improve sanitation prior to the rainy season. The Accra Metropolitan Chief Executive, Alfred Vanderpoy, said due to lack of adequate infrastructure and mismanagement of existing ones, rainwater does not get to its destination but rather ends up in homes. He said preparations like these clean-up exercises are crucial prior to the onset of the rains to ensure that flooding caused by choked drains are averted this season. The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Julius Debra, appealed to the media to help disseminate information on the planned clean-up exercises. The mass campaign of the silting drains requires all hands on deck. Therefore, when the announcement is made, all must get involved. The Managing Director of the Accra Compost and Recycling Plant Limited, Ura Safu, indicated that more than 2,500 tons of solid waste are generated in Accra every day, but only 60% are collected. The remaining 40% end up in the localities, drainage systems, and the sea.
That was the news desk report.